The memories rock me, Amadeus. Welcome back, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe. You know it's bad. You know they play this kind of stuff on oldie stations now.
Oh, I know.
That's an affront. Triple 8 455 1360 is the number. One more text message. We're going to get one last call in. Carla, hang on. We're going to come to you in just a moment. Text message says, "Hi, Joe. Tom on the road. Why haven't we heard anything about the Arizona audit yet? The silence is concerning." Well, I don't have a, you know, there's no like hard answer in the sense of the why, other than the fact they're doing everything they can to slow it down, to interrupt it, to stop it from coming out and into, you know, fruition. And even with the report, the attorney general of the state will have to take it up. I mean, that's where the power lies. There's a lot of shenanigans that have been going on with that from the get-go. I don't know what the delay is at this moment, but I am told that we should see something in the not-too-distant future. I would certainly hope in the next couple weeks, but certainly within the month would be the case. And then this story that I just got coming out of Breitbart, speaking of Steve Bannon, watch the California recall. Polling center tells some Republicans they've already voted. This is in the recall election of Gavin Newsom. So we'll keep an eye on this, but apparently there are reports of Republicans showing up at the polls to vote today in California and being told that they, in fact, have already voted. That doesn't like sound familiar or anything. I mean, that, why would we want to do an investigation? So we'll keep an eye, see what happens there. Larry Elder could pull the upset, which would be, that would be a seismic shift for California if he's able to do that as well. Going to grab one final call, Carla in Plainfield. Good morning, Carla. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am doing fantastic.
I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I used to not care about politics at all until I started listening to you and the other stations. So,
well, Carla, thank you for that.
I have a comment about Robin Voss and his shenanigans with Trump. Obviously, he gave Trump the runaround. Why can't we have somebody from Trump's office or his form, you know, his administration, whatever you want to call it, come to Wisconsin and give Robin Voss what he's supposed to be doing?
Well, I would say stay tuned.
You know, he's the one that's going to benefit. Trump is. And if he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, Voss, I'm sure that Trump would want to know about it.
Oh, I would agree, Kirk. First of all, thank you so much for being part of the Merry Band of Regulars and for calling in for the first time today. I really appreciate that. Love it when we get first-time callers. To answer your questions, though, stay tuned is my first part of that. And you can read into that however you want, but I can assure you, you are correct that President Trump would want to know what's going on. And I think it's a fair bet he's being informed about what's going on. And, you know, whatever corrective action may happen would be the stay tuned part. I just think that it's by no means a set deal. And look, the last thing Robin Voss will want is for President Trump to endorse his opponent in that coming primary. And that's a real possibility if he keeps playing these games. So we'll get back to it tomorrow. But until then, three words, ladies and gentlemen, live life boldly. See you tomorrow morning.
This is the Regular Joe Radio Show.
Going to the dentist doesn't have to be such a scary